Yes.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
A few days ago, yeah. She was probably Joseph Turgan is first. You're welcome.
Just for, we'll try to limit to 3 minutes person so we can be diligent.
We will. Thank you. On October 19th, 2023, at approximately 10 a.m., I personally delivered 4 land use applications to the village clerk. The 4 applications were: 1, a site plan application for the planning board; 2, a special use permit with waiver to the village board; 3, a zone change application to the village board; 4, use variance application to the zoning board of appeals. The 4 applications seek approval so that the client can construct a rabbinical institute with a housing component on the more than 100-acre site it purchased in 2004 near the intersection of routes 202 and 306 in Pomona. To date, despite the fact that the planning board, the village board, and ZBA have all had monthly meetings after the submission of our 4 applications, we have not been advised that any of the applications were placed on an agenda for any of those 3 boards. I've seen the village board agenda for tonight, and I've seen the planning board agenda for the last meeting, and we were just not put on those meetings. I'm aware that the ZBA and planning board both utilize TAC meetings, and we were not notified that we were placed on any of the TAC agendas either. None of our checks, which were roughly $20,000, were even deposited by the village. I could be wrong, but that's what I was told as of last week. I ask you now, when will we be placed on an agenda? As far as I know, the village board, the planning board, and the ZBA have not sent out GML notices to any municipal agency regarding this project, and none have declared their intention to be lead agency. The CEQA regulations 617.6A requires that as soon as an agency receives an application for either funding or approval of an action, it must do the following. Number one, determine whether the action is subject to CEQA. Number two, determine whether the action may invoke one or more other agencies. And number three, make a preliminary classification of the action as a type one or unlisted using the information available and comparing it with the threshold set forth in section 617.4. I don't believe this has been done yet for any of my applications, and I want to know when these things are going to happen. My client purchased a property in 2004 with the intention to build and operate a rabbinic institute. They want to develop this into a site where Jewish people can live and study to become religious judges pursuant to a grueling 15-year program. My client is still as committed to this project as he was when this was started. The project includes a school building in the area close to the intersection of routes 202 and 306, and also 255 homes for the students and their families. The school building, and especially the 255 homes, will be constructed in a way where they will be shielded and not be visible from routes 202 and route 306. Again, I ask, when will any of these applications be placed on the agenda? Thank you very much for hearing me.
Go to the next person. Next person is John Stefanovic.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the board, Mr. Nugent. I'm John Stefanovic. I'm one of the attorneys for Tartikoff. These land use applications that have been submitted by Tartikoff cannot fully be understood without a realization of the applicant's religious faith. By now, it should be clear to this village that Tartikoff is serious about fulfilling its religious mission to provide a Torah community for those faithfully dedicated to obeying God's word and his commands, studying sacred scripture day and night on a secluded campus away from worldly distractions may seem out of place to some people, but not for those rabbinical students seeking to attend Tartikoff and who want to dedicate their lives to pleasing God. By living and learning with like-minded students in a community where they can marry at a young age, have children, teach their children their sacred religion and meet their family obligations, and dedicate their hearts and minds to mastering their religious studies in order to become a qualified rabbinical judge. And what's the difference between Tartikoff and a seminary, a monastery, a convent? Well, there is no difference as to the purpose of the land use. There may be differences, of course, to the specific needs. But all of these are religious communities designed to train those dedicated to achieving what they believe is God's will for their lives. Through a grueling schedule, day and night, for years, away from worldly distractions, allowing them to focus only on their religious studies and their faith. The rabbinical students seeking to attend Tartikoff simply want to do the same thing. We're asking that this board recognize Tartikoff's commitment to these students and grant them the same rights that any other religious student would have by accommodating their religious faith. We believe that you have before you all that you need to begin approving this project without any further unnecessary delay. The years that have been lost can never be recovered. The past is the past, but you have the power to change the future and do what's right if you really want to. Thank you.
Donna Sobel.
Good evening. I'm Donna Sobel. I'm also an attorney representing Tartikoff. The village's current zoning code prohibits any educational use that cannot be accredited by the New York State Education Department or a similar entity. This prohibits Tartikoff's use because Tartikoff's program is not able to be accredited by the New York State Educational Department or by any other accrediting body. Additionally, the village's current definition of dormitory does not permit housing for adult students with families, which may be more akin to multifamily buildings with individual dwelling units. This is the type of housing that is necessary to accommodate Tartikoff students, most of whom will have families with children. Tartikoff submitted a zone change petition to the village board to create a special institutional education zoning district to accommodate Tartikoff's religious educational uses. The zone change petition would amend provisions of Chapter 130 of the Village Code relating to educational uses and create the Special Institutional Education Zoning District. The zoning district would accommodate certain types of religious educational institutions that are unable to be accredited by the New York State Education Department or similar recognized accrediting agencies. The zoning district would also permit housing that is required for adult students who are married and students with children. Tartikoff submitted its zone change petition to the clerk and village board on October 19, 2023, and our office communicated with Mr. Nugent about the application that same day. This is the second board meeting that is being held since Tartikoff submitted its zone change petition. Tartikoff's zone change petition was not discussed at the last board meeting and is not listed on the agenda for tonight's board meeting. We request that the village board advise us as to whether it will be considering Tartikoff's zone change petition. And if you are considering it, that you place the zone change petition on the agenda for December's board meeting. Thank you.
Eric Shee.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Eric Treen. I'm an attorney working with Roman Storzer at Storzer & Associates. We represent the Congregation Rabbinical Institute of Tartikoff. Prior to joining the Storzer firm, I was special counsel on religious discrimination for the U.S. Department of Justice for 19 years under four administrations. There, I oversaw the department's enforcement of the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, or RLUIPA, protecting the rights of religious groups to construct religious institutions, and oversaw enforcement of the religious discrimination provisions of the Fair Housing Act. Both of these federal statutes, as well as the U.S. and New York constitutions, and other provisions of New York state law, are implicated by Tartikoff's applications to this village. First, the federal and New York state constitutions protect the right of Tartikoff to gather for religious purposes, including education. The freedom of religion, freedom of association, and equal protection clauses of both constitutions protect their right to train rabbinical judges. Second, RLUIPA does the same thing. It protects separately against both discrimination and against government burdens on religious exercise. Your zoning code does not permit a use like this at all, and a denial of the applications would equally violate RLUIPA. Third, the Fair Housing Act forbids government action that has the purpose or the effect, whether intentional or not, of denying housing on the basis of religion or familial status. This is implicated by the applications, as you know, because both students and teachers would be seeking housing for themselves and their families. The applicability of these laws is not hypothetical. After a trial, a federal judge has already found that prohibiting this use violated these rights. We know that part of the holding was reversed because no application was filed. So that's why we're here now with these pending applications. But the underlying decision in the federal court would apply just as equally here if these applications were denied. You would be violating those laws. RLUIPA, however, has an important provision called the governmental discretion provision found at 42 U.S.C. section 2000cc-3. That section says that a government can avoid the preemptive force of RLUIPA by allowing the proposed use. We urge you to avoid the very high likelihood of a negative court decision allowing this use and imposing liability for damages and attorney's fees against the village by instead considering and granting these applications. Thank you.
Susan Stanley.
Hello, I'm Susan Stanley and I'm a resident of Pomona. And it's great to see our new administration. A couple of things I want to discuss, and I'm so glad that I was here to listen to these gentlemen talk about an issue that's been going on for a while. I was raised Seventh-day Adventist, so I do observe the Sabbath, and was born into that. I'm not sure, but I'm going to talk about driving. So that particular area you spoke about on 202, in 306 right now, we have major traffic because of the influx of new residents. Okay, so we need to discuss that. Also, since this is going to be a religious school, it will probably be tax exempt. Okay, so it's going to put an additional burden on our school and other services. So we have to see how that's going to impact us. Now, I want to thank you for having the leaf drop-off for the residents. I took great advantage of that, about 15 bags. I've been in Pomona for 17 years, since 2005. When I moved here, and I just spoke up to my son about this, we had leaf pickup, okay? We had great services. Approximately in 2009, with that administration, they decided to remove themselves from the town of Tavistock and went over to the town of Ramapo and cut out a lot of services. I pay the town of Haverstraw taxes, excessive, okay? I spoke to them to pick up my leaves because I am paying a bill to them. They informed me of what happened with the village, and the village needs to straighten that out. They take my money, as he said, but they're not picking up my leaves, which I'm paying for. Okay? Now, I appreciate what you did today. I know that a new contract is coming up, and we need to revisit. Okay? So, Pomona is a particular village. Half of us are in Haverstraw, or a portion, and a portion are in the town of Ramapo. Okay? So, we don't have to go by Ramapo if Ramapo is not giving us the best services, because we have been with the town of Haverstraw before. So, I'll leave that. The next one I want to talk about is the driving. And the driving in the village of Pomona equals the sanctity of life. Last Friday, as I was on my way down to this hall to pick up some leaf bags, approximately around 2 p.m., 2 to 3 p.m., a woman in a black Jeep was behind me. I was behind a Curtis landscaping truck. We were riding down Haley, going 20 miles because he had a haul on the back. We were stopping at stop signs. The woman decided approximately around 45 Haley, which is the blind spot, with school buses, to speed around me, the truck, parking on the street, school buses coming, which means children are getting off the buses to rush about her business. I blew the horn. When I got here, I was upset. I spoke to Jenna. That's ridiculous. That's just one incident of reckless driving. So I'm suggesting that we form a program, Community of Safe Drivers, hear about the sanctity of life. Now, I'm from the Bronx. I've been here for 31 years, okay? So I understand that when people move up here, When we come from the city, we have no parking, and people drive recklessly, okay? So it takes a matter of time to change to a residential village area. 30 miles per hour is the max going down a hill. Every single driveway is a side street, okay? Someone coming out, especially in a curvy, we don't really have many straight streets. We have curves, we have blind spots. So if you are flying down the street, never mind that you might hit one of our residents who are walking, who are driving, a dog and a turkey crosses the street. You might hit a person trying to leave their driveway. Okay? As I was coming here tonight to discuss the forming of safe driving, a community of safe drivers, on Overlook, there was a dark figure in the middle of the street. As both cars coming this way and I'm coming that, we see it's a man, there's a dead dog there. The sanctity of life. I have a dog. We have turkeys and deers that cross the street. We live in a beautiful area. No one wants to hit a person. No one wants to get hit. Both parties will feel terrible. I have had numerous incidences of people who are walking in the street recklessly during the fog, okay? And also people who are driving. There is an issue with parking on the street, okay? From November to April, there should be no parking. Now, this is important because it is a two-lane street with curbs. Now, we accept all residents, Jewish, whoever. We live here because we want to walk. This is a healthy community, and we love the scenery. So if we allow for people to walk and for the cars to still drive and to be able to turn that blind corner, we want no one to get hurt, ever. So every single house in the village of Pomona, maybe 99%, has two garage parking with a driveway. That means every house can accommodate five cars. Some have three.
Try to live in a few minutes, so please wrap up so we can...
Well, okay, so I'm going to continue this. This is the first meeting that I'm here, and I'm so glad to meet you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Ian, okay? So I expect you not to call in the police. I expect you to bring us together as a community to have sanctity of life. We all want that. I haven't seen that on a newsletter. I must see that on a newsletter. I shall be posting it on all of the social media. All of us talk about it all the time. Okay? Before anything happens, November 27, 2023, I have addressed this. Before anybody gets hurt, I expect the person who's running Pomona to begin to loudly address this problem. I'm on record.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Did anybody else want to give me a paper and go up and see?
Someone else? Thanks.
Someone
make a motion. Thank you. Anyone? Second, by trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 5-0. Now, public hearing for the Veolia water tank. I'm going to make a motion to reopen.
I'll make a motion to reopen the public hearing, to continue public hearing for the Veolia water tank.
Can someone second that? Second by trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
5-0.
I'll make a motion to move the public hearing of Veolia water tank to our next meeting on December, January?
18th.
December
8th.
Oh, is there anyone who wants
anybody sign up?
No, did anyone want the Veolia water tank part of it?
I'll make a motion to move the public hearing to December 18th at 7:30 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. We'll move the table this to the next meeting. Treasurer report. Can someone please read the treasurer's report?
Trustee Mark Weaver moved the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $197,924.78 set forth on page 7 of the monthly abstract listing dated October 24, 2023 through November 27, 2023, as submitted, is hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. And the payrolls of November 3rd, 2023 and November 17th, 2023 are set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $11,375.58 and $11,457.46, respectively, and hereby submitted for approval subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I get a second?
Second. Second by trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Approval of minutes.
I'll make a motion to, it's not, I don't think the dates are correct. I'm not mistaken. I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of October 23rd, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second. Second by trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Jenna. Okay, Culture Center report. If anything
that he's not here because he's not feeling well, but I'll make a motion, if you don't mind, to approve the for the Winter Art Exhibition 2024, $350 for the hospitality and $400 for the musicians. Do I have a second?
Second. Second by trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is carried 5-0.
There's missing over here. This is not the agenda that went out in the on the website and in the email. Over here, the approval discussion on the Haley Estate 2. Brian, you sent an email, was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
we have a resolution over here.
Yeah.
Martin Spence sent a memo this morning. Jenna forwarded it. Regarding the finishing of the roads on Cornell Peak and Klinger Court, the extension of Klinger Court. Brian looked into it, and we could, the owner has been waiting for a couple months until we're able to finish this project. So he has a performance bond that needs to be returned. Needs to be closed up, and we need to take, as per Martin, a bond to make sure for the next, a maintenance bond the upcoming year. So I'll make the motion. Therefore, the roads clauses are incorporated in the set forth in full section 2. The following roads are hereby accepted for dedication as village roads. A, Klinger Court extension. Offer for dedication of subdivision map number 8167, book 129, page 11, and as laid out on map number 8168, book 129, page 12, filed in the Rockland County Clerk's Office on April 3rd, 2012. Cornell Peak, offered for dedication on subdivision map 8167, book 129, page 11, and as laid out on map number 8168, book 129, page 12, filed in the Rockland County Clerk's Office on April 3rd, 2012. Section 3, the village mayor or his who is designee shall be authorized to release the performance security previously posted by the developer upon, only upon receipt of road maintenance security for the benefit of the village in the form approved by the village attorney in the amount of $40,000, which maintenance security shall be held by the village for 1 year from the date of this resolution, and such maintenance security may be partially or wholly drawn upon if needed to address any deficiencies or defects arising in the dedicated roads during such 1 year period, as determined by the village engineer. Section 4, the village mayor or any employee officer or consultant of the village shall be authorized to take any and all actions necessary to complete this dedication of such roadways. Section 5, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second. Mr. Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes.
Aye. Now, there was one more thing, Mayor, as then it was brought up by the treasurer last month already, or 2 months ago, and we had to look into why the money was still in escrow. I would like to make, I just want to approve the refund of this escrow. So I'll make the motion to authorize the release of escrow of the amount of $3,743.46 to Joan A. Robinson Silas, Peter S. Silas. Now a second.
Second. Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Janet, please inform mm-hmm. Dorinda that can she can return the money.
Yep.
Thank you. Sorry. At this point, the business, we're just married to part of the business. So, Lasker, any updates?
Yes, so we got an email last week regarding the colors of the playsets that they want to install. I saw the mayor responded that he wanted it to look as similar as possible to the current playground so that it should look, you know, even. So I think the engineer moved forward by authorizing it, and they will order those. In the meantime, I've also reached out to the former senator Elijah Melnick, who has given us a grant that we originally decided to use it for something here at Village Hall, and I've reached out to him to see if we can use it. If we can change the designation of the grant to use it for the Burgess Meredith Park. The reason for it is we had Trustee Zeidel, and I would like to give him the floor if he doesn't mind to inform us on what he had to bring us upon. And based on that, we are trying to see how we can move on. But Rana, maybe you want to share a few words about it.
Okay, so first of all, thank you very much for letting me bring this up over here. So I had a request from one of the residents who represent a number of residents who's sitting with us here today, David Levin, who approached me and requested that he show us what exactly is needed in addition to the, the parks. What improvements need to be, which are quite important for the village. A couple of things that came up were actually very, very important issues, which are improvements that need to be done due to dangers or hazards that are actually in the park. In fact, in the past couple of weeks, I've had a couple of requests to repair certain things that are urgently important to repair because of a possibility of somebody getting hurt or injured in the park. And I'm going to just go down the list very, very quickly, and then we could actually review this again and discuss it with the trustees, but I'm just going to go publicly and talk about it quickly. Just a list of things that are requests from the residents, some of them who are here, regarding improvements that was brought up today besides the children's park and the play park that's going to be expanded. If you take a look at the top, we're talking about There's an issue regarding the parking right at the entrance to the park. Sometimes it gets to a position there where there's not really much or where exactly to park, so maybe we could create proper parking. Also, when it comes to a park, this is something that's very important. We do understand, again, these are questions from the residents. We do understand that we do have our own engineers. However, there are specialty engineers, park engineers, that actually can help us with that as well. What we're going to do is just quickly go through. We have a couple of gates that are broken. The walkway through the park has to be maintained a little bit. A proper path to the basketball court for people, you know, that are elderly. Garbage that's not emptied out periodically. We'd like to know that it was emptied, not just every couple of weeks. 10 to 20 feet walkway aesthetics. There's also a lot of wood and tree branches that are all over 10 to 20 feet away. There are downed trees, brushes, branches that we would like to, you know, remove. The children's playground also, monthly inspections. We just want to make sure that everything is working properly. We know about the old playground. It's going to be expanded, hopefully. There is a hole on the path that is extremely dangerous. I showed it over here while walking down. There's a hole with one of the water connections, which people have told me about, and I actually went down and took a picture, which has to be repaired immediately and should be repaired immediately. There's a tree in the path as well that could be a hazard. It should be inspected. If anybody wants to come to me for any specifics, we'll talk about that after. And also there are, in the large area where people work out and do exercise, there are metal spikes that are protruding out of rotten wood. I think that's something that's important to take care of. And there's a bridge as well that cuts from one side to the other that should be inspected and also may need some repairs, etc. These are things that I reviewed with the residents, and I'll review again privately with the board and go a little bit for more specifics, but this was brought up and I think is very important detail to you know, take care of as soon as we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. So again, so we're still waiting to get an update for the grant, if we can combine it with the other grant we got from Assemblyman Zabrowski. If we can combine it together, we'll be able to focus on improving the water issues in the park, which once those issues will be solved, the pipes that you saw cracked and the walkway that needs to be a little bit upgraded will be done after we fix the water issue, because fixing it now when water still runs off from the Palisade, I know the mayor sent a letter to the Palisade Interstate Parkway Commission and they responded they're not interested in sharing the cost of fixing it, but at the end of the day we need the money for it, and we will hopefully, once we have those two grants combined, after speaking with our village engineer, we should be able to start the process, the bidding, and trying to fix it, because it's a costly project. So hopefully a lot of the concerns, I would say 75 to 80% of the concerns, are going to be solved once we have those projects moving forward, including the parking, including the signs, etc., etc. All this is, it's time consuming, but we can't just go do work without, if we have grant money, we need to get approved, and it's a longer process in order to get reimbursed. So we are working on it. Thank you, Ronan, for taking your time to go out in the park. I would like to ask you if you could go tomorrow morning and put an orange cone by the place that you said is hazardous. So like this, I can have the highway department come as soon as possible to fix that location. If it's a dangerous place, as you mentioned, we should fix it right away. So thank you for bringing it up. If you can put a cone for now, so hopefully no one falls until it gets fixed, and we'll try to have Jenna reach out as soon as possible to get that part fixed, or at least covered until we can move forward. But otherwise, we're still moving forward, Mayor, and we are going to hopefully get to the goal.
Might be, is there any from former?
Can you email me a picture of that when you have a moment? Okay.
He will. I actually texted him today, and he will get back to us by the end of this week, hopefully. Oh. He reached out. He's not a senator now, so he has to reach out to Senator Stupis and office, and once they get back to him with an update, we should be able to know. We can just change it easily, and then we can move forward, hopefully.
Thank you, and of course, please send our regards and thanks to Senator Richard Melnick.
Ranam, thank you again for your hard work and your detailed report.
Anything on old business, anyone? There's nothing else. Building and maintenance. Any updates concerning discussion from last time?
The cultural center still needs a fix-up. It looks like the guy that we asked them to do the fixing based on the quote we got didn't do it yet. I'm going to find out this week if he's still planning on doing it. If not, we're going to look for another company to do it. We have to transmit that to Gidei too. And regarding the other park, Mark and Spence finally went and ordered a survey, a topography survey, so we can move forward with the other grant in order to put in another playground at the Seaport Park.
Thank you. John, do you mind when the day feels better, can you just let him know that we're still on top of it?
Yeah.
We're not going to hear anything from the first one. We'll find them all.
Okay.
Trustee Pierre, any comments? Trustee Zidell, anything? Trustee Greenwald? Greenberg?
Yes. Was Paul supposed to be picked up this week?
Yes.
It was picked up on Saturday. On Friday. Bulk was on Friday.
They did pick up on Linus.
They did?
So
if you Saturday.
They
no, Bulk was on Saturday. Yeah. On Friday.
They came pretty early, both
yeah,
days.
Mark, yeah, in the future, if they don't, call you see it, call Jenna. She has, or you can call me, and we call the guy, the supervisor on the route, and they send the truck back. I'm also sorry for that.
Village is closed.
Okay, so you can call me. Anything else? No?
Thank you. Jenna?
Yes, Mayor. Mayor, you got an email you shared with me about the approval, discussion to approve the candelabra to be posted at Home Village property.
Yeah, did he send you the... Oh, sorry. I think memory serves, I was supposed to... Okay, let me just... I'm going to ask first Brian if there's any invitation. If not, we'll go on after we're done. Anything, Jenna, for office period?
So I know that as far as the roads and driving, that is obviously out of our jurisdiction, but maybe if we can just send a nice email to the residents in regards to, you know, if we can be more mindful, and especially now that it gets dark earlier, like, because around, you know, 3-4 o'clock, all the deer are coming out and running across the street at the same time as, you know, all the buses coming home and people leaving work early. So I have noticed, like, a lot more accidents.
Definitely
and things like
great
that.
Great idea, Jenna. Also, I think we are going to have a meeting with Brown for PD, right?
And have us for PD, too.
Well, hopefully, yes.
Because at the end of the day, they're the ones who are enforcing the roads. We don't control road traffic.
So before the meeting with Ramapo, I'll just email and tell them that's the first thing on the agenda. And if you can establish draw?
Yes, I will.
We have a meeting with them also. So we need to, yeah. So for that meeting.
And I think where the comments were located is more in the Havistraw section.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the first meeting we're having.
So let's deal with that also.
So if you can email them, I'll email around. So thank you. Legal items. I was asked someone wanted to put a menorah on those grounds. Any limitations as far as that?
If you want to prove
it. Yeah, I think you've done it before. If people are not denying any particular group, if they want to post and you want to set up a place for that.
Okay,
you
sure.
They need to bring insurance, I think, no?
Yeah,
they need insurance.
Yeah, that's that.
Did you do a car insurance last time? Yeah. I know we did last year. I mean, I don't remember offhand what.
No, last year we did on the window. They didn't have a large one, but they want to put up one by the corner of the intersection.
Right.
With an extension cord to the power from Village Hall.
Yeah, they
12 foot, but it's going to be in the property.
It's going to be self-standing, so it's not something that can fall.
It's something that
That's why I want to ask them to bring insurance.
Yeah, I would, in that case, recommend insurance.
So, insurance, should that be in the resolution verbiage or not?
Yeah, you can say subject to proof of insurance name and the building as additional insured.
Okay, so let me know if the verbiage is fine. I'll make a motion to allow
what was the resident's name?
Mr. Strux.
Strux,
yes. Mr. Strux. Was a resident of Pomona to situate a menorah on the village hall property
for the use of the
and allow him to use an extension cord to use electricity, subject to proof of insurance submitted to the village before the menorah is situated. Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Jenna, can you tell him that? As long as he brings us...
I don't know who the
person
is.
I'll take care. Executive session. Anybody has anything for executive session?
No.
No what? Anything as far as general comments?
I don't know.
In that case, I guess we can... Do you want to make a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Anyone second? Thank you, by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Adjourn. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor. The mayor. You might want